Good morning, and happy Monday. Today we start the day off with kindness Monday, and let your light shine. Let us pray. Dear Lord, what a privilege, what an honor. We say yes. We want to abide in you now and all our lives. We choose to turn to you as our master. Keep us trusting in you, Lord. Draw us back quickly when we slip. We think no one loves us, no one cares. We thank you for the two amazing co-founders, Dr. T.K. Robert Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for sharing the message call with each and every one of us. Thank you for the speakers about the download word in the telecommunications sanctuary so we can go out and share. Thank you for the PMC MasterCall prayer warriors and the guests that join us. Praise God for the DSD Leon family for sharing the honest life with each and every one of us. We pray for the sick and the shut-in. We pray for every bereaving family, Lord. Touch them this morning. They need you. Lord, let our light shine so that you may know that we are loving, kindness, and more than peach ate one another. We thank you in the name of Jesus. So let your world, with act of kindness, love someone today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Let my name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, but in the Poconos today. Hope, are you there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away, Minister. Enjoy
well,
it.
Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the sensational city of Stone Mountain, Georgia. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of Kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master, and each day we come together to give God the praise, glory, and honor that is due him as we begin our day. Our TMC theme this year is In 2018 Through Me, Supernatural Expectations, Demonstrations, and Revelation is Being Fulfilled and Seen. Now, we know that this call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, who we affectionately call Dr. Dimples and Dr. Superfantastic, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know our God is a God of order, we know that this call was founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer, we end this call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. For those of you with a cell phone network that charges for the regular dial-in number, we have a bridge number, and that number is 716-293-9707. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, and each day's recording can be played back that current day by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. All of the messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our interactive website. That's themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team to greet, such as Minister Cynthia did, or to host, such as I'm doing, if you feel that God has given you a word that is stored up in your belly for such a time as this, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info at themasterscall.net. And either our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, or our printer prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new Morning Motivational Call, which is hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artist life that keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617#. And today is Inspirational Mondays, and our speaker will be our very own co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Get ready, get ready, get ready for the Artist Life Regional Conference in Houston, Texas, which will be July 6th through the 8th at the Houston Hobby Marriott Airport. For more information, check your back offices. Our anointed speaker for the Sunday morning service will be none other than Minister Edith Byrd. So get ready, get ready, get ready. If you'd like to help during that service, please email Dr. Vanessa at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. So now I'm going to move out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's speaker is none other than our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Dr. P.K. has been a military chaplain. She has been a pastor. She is a preacher. She is a woman after God's own heart. She is a mother and a grandmother, and she is just looking to continue to do exactly what God has called her to do. So I'm going to get out of the way and present to some and introduce to others none other than our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Dr. P.K., are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The floor is yours, woman of God.
Wow, wow, wow. Good morning, and thank you, my dear daughter, Ty. You are super fantastic as you minister to us and provide us a commitment that only you can do. And I just love your sensational Stone Mountain homage for now. I also want to thank Sister Cynthia. Minister Cynthia, you are doing a super fantastic job in resting in the Poconos for this holiday season. I'm so happy for you this morning. I want to say to each and every one of you, welcome, TMC family. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the first Monday in July. This is also my birth month, Monday. Started it off yesterday preaching, encouraged. I be encouraged because the best is yet to come. And I was preaching to myself, and good God, did the anointing come into the house. We also this morning want to honor my sister and my co-founder of this program. Been doing this now, leading into 8 years. I love you, Dr. V. I pray that you are getting some much-needed rest over this time. I know you got to speak this morning. Bless your heart. I thank God for our Mother Joseph, each and every one of you all. Let's get into it this morning. Because it is my birthday month, I thank God that he has given me someone who is just an absolute man. He is a man of God's own heart, I believe, because he loves the ministry of service. He loves the word of God, and he loves his wife. And this morning we are going to continue with the series that we are doing on fasting. After this fasting series, we'll go into prayer. As most of you already know, and if you don't, the last 10 days I will be celebrating my first month with the leading of the Daniel fast out of the book, The Maker's Diet with Reuben Jordan. And we are going to want each of you who are wanting to participate in the fast to please give me a call or text so that we can all get on board. With that being said, I present to you my own minister, Lester Wallace Patton, because that's exactly who and what he is to me. The coffee and the cream, the cake, and the chocolate, and all of that good stuff, because he is so good to me. I said, I present to you and ask that you receive my dear husband and the love of my life, Brother Patton. Take the call.
Good morning, TMC family. Good morning to Minister Cox, and good morning to Minister Kai, and thank you all. Dr. Vanessa, and tell Mother hello, give her my regards as well. This morning I am going to talk to While You Fast. And our scripture is coming from Psalms 35 and 13. When they were ill, I put on sackcloth and humbled myself fasting. My thing is, while you fast, fasting takes a lot from you. But let me tell you one of the key things about fasting. Set aside plenty of time to pray while you fast. Christians enter into a unique context with God when we pray. We often center prayers with the Lord in the midst of our busy lives. Prayers like, Lord, please help me finish this project by the deadline. Another thing we say, God, help us find a parking spot when we're riding around. But we should also set aside specific times for prayer. During these times, block out all distractions that compete for your attention, such as computers, TVs, and all of your responsibilities, jobs, phone calls, even temporary your friends and family, in order to focus exclusively on God. Address God directly with your desires, complaints, and praises. Give God and focus on God all of your attention, not just part, but all that you can give it. Rejoice always. Pray continuously, giving thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That comes from 1 Thessalonians 5, 16, and 18. Also, set aside time for God's word. Be sure to make time to study God's word. Meditate on it. Proverbs, remember its counsel and recognize Christ's words. Praying to God and reading scriptures can offer guidance while we make a tough choice. Petition God for something, or just remind us of God's faithfulness, love. But ultimately, their main purpose is to help us acknowledge God's character, to conform us to his image. Fasting is to help us acknowledge God's character. Taking as much of the Bible as possible. They want to read Psalms 1, Psalms 30, Psalms 104, and Psalms 121 are some of the parts that you need to be focusing on. Your lamp, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light of my path. Psalms 119, 105. Now, what determines which type of fast you're going to do? What is the Lord leading you to give up for a long time? If you're choosing a food-related fast, remember that fasting is not only a spiritual event, it is also a prayer event. It's also physical time as well. It doesn't make you a better Christian if you fast for a long period. Jesus made it clear that when you fast, you must do the right motivation. He is not interested in fasting on his own. It comes back to Matthew 6, 16 through 19. Only attempt a lonely fast if you're truly feeling led toward doing it. Time along with God. Even when you're riding down the road, turn the radio off. And just look at God's splendor when you're riding along. Meditate and pray to God. A lot of times my wife reading sometimes, why don't you have the radio on? In my mind and focusing on God's nature and God's beauty and talking with God and giving him thanks for the things that he has blessed us with. When we fast, we're asking for things, but also we're thanking God as well, coming to a personal relationship with God at that time. God's strength is your weakness. When we fast, we place our spiritual needs and our desires to experience the presence of Christ over our physical needs. When we feel weak, our defense are lowered. Genuine frustrations, anger, bitterness, and discouragement are going to surface much more quickly. We focus into a level of sincerity when we fast, and doesn't God want us to be honest with ourselves and with him? I was always taught, and I always feel like that God knows our thoughts and our desires even before we come to him, with him. But in our honesty and our sincerity, pray honestly and ask God, even if we have an ought against a person, pray about that and ask for forgiveness. But go to that person first and then go to God. Those things focus back on us. I mean, those are some thoughts that they reminisce when we're thinking about. And then when we go to God, we're always asking. But thank God. Be thankful. And most of all, be humble in our prayers when we pray to God. Fasting can help us get to a sincere place, a context that facilitates growth. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, but my power is made more perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. 2 Corinthians 12:19. And when you pray, reflect on God showing you during your fast. Fasting can be a powerful way of drawing closer to God. It may be more helpful to journey about what you learned, what you fast, what you could discuss the experience, even with your friends or a small group. But your closer time with God, even if we pray about family situations, we pray about things are not going good on our job, fasting can bring out all of those things. And even things that you didn't even think about is about in fasting. God is so good, and he reaches out to us. That's all we got to do is reach out to him. Whisper a prayer. Even in our job sometimes when things get difficult, whisper a prayer. Even sometimes when we, even at a meeting or something that things are not going well, whisper a prayer while you fast. All this come into context of fasting. I remember when me and my wife first moved here to the house we are, I whispered a prayer about this house. I talked to God about this house, the anointing of this house, and everything like it here. Those are some of the things. I whisper to God, even when I enter into the church, that the service be great. It was just like this past Sunday. My wife thought about a great sermon that she gave us. It was so wonderful, and it was so uplifting. And all this come into context of being closer to God, but fasting. And sometimes fasting is going to take away some things. But, you know, you got to be able to give up some things. I even think about the computer. I'm on that a lot. Even television, just turning it off. Even a cell phone, lay it down, cut it off for a period of time, and just talk to God. Fasting brings about all of these things with us. And in closing, I want to tell you that try to ask questions. Did you give God revel himself with my fast? Are we what our most challenging issues? Perhaps you discover about your fast can encourage others. Things about myself that I didn't even know in fasting. Back to my beautiful wife, Dr. DJ.
Well, thank you. Talking to us about what to do while we fast. Thank you, sweetheart. I thank you that you have taken an interest and a support of me in prayer and fasting. you got to understand that we don't just do long fast. You can do a one-day fast. You can decide that you're going to concentrate and just a few hours of fasting a day. I'm going to do a half day whereby I'm, like he said, cut off the TV, the phone, and everything. Because I know when he said, get away from your job, some of you are saying, oh, Lord Jesus, we can't get away from this job. But this week, many are going to be away from their jobs because it's a holiday season. But I wonder how many have talked to God about should I give some time to the Lord during this time that I do have off, the times that we do have away from our jobs. And there are things that we can do while we are on our jobs. So I bless the Lord and I give God the glory because he is telling us what we should do while we are fasting. I am wanting you to start getting your minds prepared. Fasting is a time when we are to, as we are leading up to the fast, we are to begin to prepare our minds and set ourselves in a place so that we will be ready for the fast. The fast is something that you have to prepare for if you want to be successful in the fast. So what I'm asking you and what we are asking you to do is to start, get your mind set, get your mentality ready so that you will know what to do while you are fasting. What are you getting? What are you doing as you are preparing yourself for fasting? What steps are you taking as you are preparing yourself for fasting? One thing that I know for a fact that you can do is to start thinking about working out your schedule so that while you're fasting, you can have a schedule set aside specifically for the fast. How are you going to start off the day? What are you going to do at lunchtime that when you normally would eat? What do you want to do during that time? What do you do normally when you would eat dinner? You know, doing those meal times. Some people take time during that time to pray for people who don't have food. So they have decided and selected different countries that they will pray for during breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Some people have decided that they would are going to pray that so many people would join them in prayer and fasting. Bill Bright, when he went on his 40-day fast, said that he wanted 2,000 people in a specific country to join him in fasting by the end of the year to become fasters. When I did my 50-day fast, my prayer was to birth fasters. And today I get calls from people who started that fast with me back then who now are in their own ministry, some of them pastors, some of them bishops, some of them are leading prayer and fasting in their church. So get specific about what it is that you want God to do for you as we are going through this fast that will begin the last Sunday, the 22nd of July, and will end on the 1st of August. I need your names. I need you to get with me because one of the things that I do is pray over the names, and then I partner you with prayer warriors who will be your accountability partner doing that 10-day fast. That is one of the successes. That is one of the things that caused that fast to be successful, is that people really hear and know that somebody is going to call and pray with them. Somebody is fasting with them. Somebody is walking with them. Jesus sent them out two by two, and that is what we want to do. We are now up to our time when we will now call back our Minister Kai so that she will give us our announcements for today and pray for the prayers that others have called in and those who have called in. We are praying specifically for our own director, Sister Linda Kidd, and in the loss of her dear friend and one of our artist members. Those are the kinds of things that come to our mind, not only to fast for, pray for, but during this fast, we will add those people to our list, because grief doesn't come and leave so quickly. It is something that kind of stays with us for a while. So I want you all to know that fasting and prayer comes together, peanut butter and jelly. They go together, and because the Bible says some of these things come out only through prayer and fasting. Let's get serious about this call upon our lives. Minister Kai, would you come and take us away, and I'll come back and do the benediction.
Thank you, Dr. PK and Brother Lester Patton, for that message this morning. Again, I will be calling you back for the benediction, but first let us go to God in prayer for the prayer request. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now for the woman and man of God who you set before us to deliver your word this morning. Lord, we ask that you just continue to lead and guide them and to give them all that they need as we prepare for this time of fasting. Lord, we ask that you just continue to be the lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path. Lord, we pray for Director Linda Kidd as she continues to mourn the loss of her dear friend and another artist member. Lord, we ask right now that you just be her peace, which passes all understanding, that you just guard her heart and mind as she walks through this time of bereavement. Lord, you know sickness and disease are a name and must bow down to the name of Jesus. So, Father, we surrender and submit all of our brothers and sisters who are going through physical challenges before you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to just continue to send your Jehovah Rapha healing virtue towards them. Lord, we know that you and you alone will work it out for their good and your glory. So, Lord, as we just continue to surrender and submit those things before you, O Heavenly Father, those spoken prayer requests and unspoken prayer requests, we ask that you just continue to minister to the needs of the people. Father, we ask that as they prepare to head out to Houston, that you just meet them where they are so that they may give you glory and so that those who see them will receive the edification that they need to come to seek you, Lord. So, Father, we just continue to call it done in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We say amen, amen, and amen. Again, if you want to hear the playback of this message today, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. Again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and it is Inspirational Monday, and the speaker for this morning will be none other than our very own co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Get ready, get ready, get ready. All road leads to the Houston Hobby Airport Marriott for the Artist Life Regional Conference, July 6th through the 8th. Check your back offices for more information. The speaker for the Sunday morning service will be none other than Minister Edith Byrd. If you desire to help out during the service, please, please, please email Dr. Vanessa at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, so that she'll know, you know, that you want to volunteer to help with the Sunday morning service. We look forward to seeing each and every one of you there, and I will now turn the call back over to our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, to close us out with the benediction. Dr. P.K., the floor is yours.
Thank you so much, Minister Kai. I love, love, love you. I'm going to end today with 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek, and we seek in prayer and fasting my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, and we'll forgive their sin, and we'll heal their land. Our land needs healing today. May the grace of God rest and rule in your hearts until we come together again on this call in the morning. Love you. God bless you. And we pray that you will live a super fantastic life today. Bye-bye.